Hello and welcome back to day 12 of the Quantum Flow Challenge. I'm so excited to have you back. Today we're going to talk about the Choose Again method and how to wake up with gratitude and excitement and how to really make that baseline vibration higher throughout the day. And yeah, it's going to be some really powerful stuff. So let's get started. Hello and welcome back. I'm so excited about today's topic. Today we're going to discuss like waking up and choosing happiness, choosing to be in a high vibrational state and getting excited and just starting the day off on like a positive note and a really good foot. So like just for like example, like one thing that I do every morning or before bed or whatever is I always next to my bedside, I always have like a journal entry or a post-it note or something next to me to remind me, like something to look forward to when I wake up. So I might reread a script that I wrote before. I might reread a sticky note that says like, love yourself today or do this today by my bedside so that every morning, like that is just what's always in my frame of mind. Like I leave notes around my house, on my phone, everywhere for me so that I'm constantly being reminded to choose my vibration and to choose again. So we'll get into the choose again method a little bit later. I first want to start by like talking about just how to start your day off in a high vibrational state. Because I think one of the most beautiful things is that we get to choose how our day starts. Like that is the first thing you choose and you decide in your day. Like as soon as you wake up, you get to decide to hit snooze or get out of bed. You get to decide, like it's all of it is up to you. And this is one lie that I used to tell myself is like, gosh, I just like can't get up. It's like, well, there's nobody else in control of getting up and out of bed but you. So you have to figure out a way to make yourself get up and or a way to excite yourself to get up. So I find that like trying different manifesting methods or trying different scripting techniques or wanting to manifest something new into my life really like I don't know, or like having breakfast with a friend or coffee with a friend that I'm really excited about, making a plan for the morning time that gets me excited to go to get out of bed and start my day. And like the day is going to be an adventure, like, because that's one thing is like the reason that you fall back asleep is because your dreams are better than your reality. Right. But once you understand that life is energy and you can manipulate energy and you can create a life that you desire and that you want to be a part of, once you make that decision, then your dreams are not better than your reality. They're not as enticing as getting up and having a day that you can absolutely control. Like, yeah, so just create some kind of technique or find a way to get yourself excited in the morning. Also feel free to use like the 5-4-3-2-1 method. The 5-second rule by Mel Robbins is also really powerful. My brain works so fast and I've noticed I would talk myself out of it before I even did 5-4-3-2-1, but finding something to be excited about combined with that, like just finding these tools to help you, it can be so powerful. Like one thing that I've done too more recently is like, I have decided that I am addicted to my planner. I have decided that I leave it open on my bedside all of the time. I always know what's going on in my day. I have it next to me, always open so that I can see what's happening in my day at all times. Like whether I'm working, whether I just woke up, whether I'm going to bed, whatever it is, like my planner is always with me. I take it everywhere. Before I used to lie to myself and I used to say like, well, I'll buy a planner, but I just like, I never stick to it. I never keep with it. But so I just decided like, okay, no, I'm not going to tell myself that lie anymore. Instead, I'm going to lie to myself and tell myself that I'm addicted to this planner, that I love this planner. I get so excited when I get to see what my day looks like in this planner. So one thing that I think is really powerful too is like whether it's planning out your day or scripting out your day. I script like morning and night. So, and I leave that open by my bedside as well. So like the first thing I read this morning was this script that I wrote Dear Universe, I'm so grateful. I received so much positive feedback from my listeners in the last episode. It was one of the best ones yet, and it received so many shares. It received 50 shares in the first day. I can't believe how quickly things have been growing since I decided that I am an amazing podcaster and that the messages I put out there have a wonderful impact on people. I just declared it, and it happened with so much ease and peace. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful. So then this morning that's the first thing I read, and that was the script from yesterday. And so then I started scribbling like the first thing that started coming to mind, and that actually inspired this podcast or this episode was, no matter what I choose joy and abundance. I choose happiness. I get to decide my emotions. I will always choose the path of my highest self. I'm a beautiful rock star, and I love myself dearly. XOXO, Kels. That's another thing too. I can't remember if I've gotten into this before, but like naming your higher self, I could just call her Kels. What would Kels do? Like Kels is like this beautiful, like light, like people call her by like a nickname, like Kels, instead of like the full name, because she is just like this cool, easygoing, fun-loving ball of light that just floats through the universe. Like that is her. And I am her. So like naming your highest self and like asking yourself, like, what would she do, is a really powerful way to connect with your highest self and really choose your next action and your next aligned step. So then the next one, you know, I'm a powerful goddess. We are all so beautiful and more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. Like that was the first thing that I wrote down this morning. So find ways or methods that get you excited in the morning, because whenever you start with that high vibrational baseline of your day, like once the world starts picking at you, like the 3D world, like things aren't working perfectly throughout the day. Like first off, your chances of having an amazing day, 10x, like it's 10 times more likely that you are going to have an amazing day if you start out from an amazing mindset. If your day starts to go downhill from there, guess what? You have such a high baseline of like high emotion and being happy and full of joy that even if you get knocked down a couple of vibrations, like it's still a really good day. Like you still had an amazing day. And at the end of the day, you still have a lot of joy in your life, and you're still happy and peaceful. And then you also bring that peace and that reassurance and that joy and high vibration to your interactions throughout the day. And whether it feels like it or not, that fuels other people and it inspires other people. Because one thing that I've been really working on more recently too is that, like, yes, I am a light for myself. Yes, I am this source energy. Yes, I can protect my energy. But at the same time, it's my obligation to bring light to the world as well. Like, I have this light energy that just radiates through me. And it's my obligation to bring that to everybody I come in contact with. Like I can, and if I'm feeling lower vibe, like I can call on higher powers, like archangels and like my spirit guides, to give me the power and just decide that I'm going to step into a higher vibration. And then that is going to positively impact somebody's day. Right. So that's something that has really helped me, is like noticing like that it's not just about me. It's not just about my day. Like my energy impacts everybody else's day. And if I choose to have a positive day that day, guess who else is having a positive day? Like the people around me. And so the other night I was like, this has been weighing on me a little bit, because I just finished this really powerful meditation. I was feeling really good, really calm. I had let so much go. And then somebody called me and they were wanting to vent, and I feel so bad because I was so focused on, I was like, oh my gosh, no, I just did this meditation. I really need to protect my energy in this. And so I was very quiet throughout. I was really focused on me and like protecting my energy and like what I should do, instead of just letting them open up and allowing them space to vent and to say what they needed to say. I was a little bit more closed off. I was a little bit more, if I'm being honest, brought a little bit of judgment to that situation. Because I was like, oh, well, I just did this meditation and I'm feeling like really, really good. So I feel like you should, you know, just take some time and meditate. And it's like, just sometimes when people, especially when people call to vent, just allow them space to vent. Like, you can still have their energy not affect you. Like, you don't have to jump on the bandwagon and be like, yeah, F that person or something like that. But just allow a safe space and room for them to vent and get it out of their system, because sometimes that's all we need. So that is just something that was like weighing on me that I wanted to say. But yeah, but you get to choose and you get to be that light source for other people. And it doesn't always come from telling them how they should be acting, telling them what you do that makes them, you know, that relates to them. Just allowing them space is one of the biggest gifts you can give somebody, right? And just like not having things be about you sometimes is more empathetic than what your intentions are. Like, for example, there've been a couple of situations that have popped up recently where I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally going through this right now. That is so crazy. But like somebody mentioned, oh yeah, our friend is going through a breakup, but we're actually like, I feel bad for saying this, but we're really excited for her. I feel like so much positive growth comes out of a breakup. And instead of being like, oh my gosh, I'm going through that too. Like, I totally get it. Like when this happened to me, this is what I did. Like, instead of saying any of that, I didn't mention me at all, other than like, oh my gosh, yeah, like I agree. Like, that's such a good time for healing and such a good time to like discover more about yourself. Like, I totally know what you mean. But I wasn't like, I didn't flip the situation. I wasn't like, oh, well, that's happened to me too. You know what I mean? Or like one of my newer friends the other day mentioned like, oh yeah, and then my grandfather just passed away. And I was like, I didn't say, I just said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm really sorry to hear that. And she was like, it's fine. And then we just kept the conversation, kept going, instead of me being like, oh my gosh, yeah, I lost my grandfather too. Like, I totally know how you're feeling. I'm so sorry about that. Like, instead of making it about me in a way to relate to somebody, you can just open up space and relate to them and allow them to bring energy to you too. So that's just something that I've been thinking about a lot recently. And I've noticed these situations coming up more and more where I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. I'm literally going through this too, or I literally just went through this as well. Like, you know, instead of like making it about me, just allowing space for other people to share their story and to be empathetic without mirroring it back to you is a really powerful way to keep your like vibrations high, and a way to just open up space for other people and be that light for them and be what they're needing too. Because life isn't about me, it's about we. And yeah, it's about the collective. And when you notice that like we are all connected, we are all one, we all come from the same source, like there's so much more love and empathy that opens up for other people. And when that happens, I feel like that helps aid in like not getting frustrated very quickly, like tempering your emotions. And yeah, sorry, I feel like I'm getting a little like all over the place today. So we're going to take a step back and we're going to go back to just like starting your day off from a really positive place, choosing something to get excited about that day, whether it's having like a, if you haven't read, like, I think it's like the 7 rules for happiness, but there's like assignments each day of like, write a really nice letter to somebody that you love, letting them know what an impact you had on them that day, or get up and go exercise, or get up and smile at yourself in the mirror and notice how good you feel. Like, do something that's going to be really exciting that day, that's going to get you up and out of bed. Or save a really powerful podcast for in the morning, save a really motivational video, and write down a sticky note saying like, hey, watch, don't forget to watch this video, don't forget to smile at yourself, or write yourself a good note, or leave your script open, whatever it is that gets you up and excited about life. Start your day that way. And then throughout the day, I want you to write these reminders to yourself, like, and change them up, to put them on different colored sticky notes, put them in different places so that your places that you go often, like I have one in my bathroom and on a hot pink sticky note that says, what would your highest self do? Like, what would she do next? What would Kels do? Like, and I just have to think about that every time I go to the mirror, especially because I have a hard time with like my nighttime like skincare routine. And that's what I think about every time I see that. I'm like, oh no, I am my highest self. Like, ooh, that would actually be a really good sticky note to have, like, instead of the question, like, what would you do? Just say, like, just remind yourself, like, you are your high, this is the highest version of you. Like, you've made it, you're here. There is no, like, what if? Okay, I'm going to go change that out, actually, after this podcast. But yeah, and then, I mean, same thing, just, like, leaving these notes around, or, like, the biggest way, if, so my point is, like, if you struggle with, like I do, like controlling your emotions throughout the day, where it's like, oh my goodness, I, you know, even if I start out the day strong, like we talked about, like things just get to me. And I just, I look back, like I was saying about the story about, you know, my friend venting, like I looked back at that and said like, oh my gosh, this is how I should have responded, you know, or, oh my gosh, I should have done this. Like there are so many great ways to, instead of having to look back and be like, oh, I should have done this, or this is what I should have said. Like this, these practices will help you be more mindful so that those situations happen less and less and less. Like, so yeah, the biggest thing is just practicing mindfulness. If you're like, gosh, I just like, I get frustrated with people, or I let their emotions affect me. They get to me so quickly and so easily. And then I say something that I regret, or I say something out of anger, or I say something that's really hurtful, like whatever it is. Just reminding yourself throughout the day that you are source energy, you are consciousness, we are all one. Or just to take a deep breath and be mindful and be remind yourself that you are awareness. Every time you come back to that meditative place of I am awareness, like I am aware of my surroundings, I am not of my body, I am consciousness. Like one practice that I learned, I think it's The Greatest Secret, where she talks about that we are consciousness and that we are awareness. One practice to do is to like just open up your gaze, like widen your gaze so you can take in everything, like just look straight ahead. Don't do this while driving probably. And then just say like, I am aware. I am aware. And like think about the different parts of your body. Like once those are gone or you chip away, like let's say you lose your legs, you lose your arms, there's nothing left. What is left? What is left is this consciousness, this awareness. So whenever you can pull back into that, that is when this mindfulness comes and you can start to control your emotions even when you're in a state of like chaos almost, right? So, right. So setting that vibration high at the end of the day, always coming back to that you are awareness, and also having empathy for others is really powerful. So I'll leave this mindful, like, so what starts to happen when you do this, right, is like when you leave sticky notes around saying like, don't forget to be mindful, don't forget to take in like 3 deep breaths, what's going to happen is like you're going to be driving one day and you're not even going to have a note in front of you, and you're going to be like, oh, I'm aware. I need to pull back into my awareness. Like I haven't been very mindful today, or like I haven't practiced my breathing and I'll take in a few deep breaths. And like that will also start to open up your intuition and start to open up, like it'll just become more natural. And then same thing when you're interacting with people, like instead of saying the thing that you think and then like regretting it, you know, hours later, you're going to start to open up and be like, oh, I'm so sorry I said that. Like that wasn't about you. That was about me and my frustration, and I was putting that on to you. Or, you know, I'm so sorry. Like I just did this, and I'm really sorry for not allowing you space to vent because I was too worried about my protecting my own energy. And I'm really sorry for doing that. Like I should allow, like, I know that you need the space. It's your turn to have the space to let out these emotions so that you can heal and move on. Like, and the other thing that happens when you start doing that too, is like, once you start acknowledging it and telling other people why, because think about the feeling when you have that moment of like, God, I feel so bad. I really snapped at them, or I got really frustrated, and you don't apologize. You don't acknowledge it to them because you're like, well, it's been hours, or like that was yesterday. Like it wasn't a big deal. They're probably over it. And then you hang out and it's like, yeah, we moved on. Like nothing happened. Well, guess what? Is that like that emotion is still latches onto you. That energy is still there, and it's going to just sit and be stale energy. And the best way to clear that out is by acknowledging it. And much of the time, like people will say like, oh, thank you. So like, thank you. I really appreciate that. It's not a big deal. It's okay. Like, I totally understand. Like, and sometimes they'll say like, thank you so much. I really appreciate you like acknowledging that and apologizing. Like that really means a lot. Like, you'll be surprised at people's reactions. And then that, like, that also, instead of having that stale energy, you just took that energy and that stale energy or that negative energy, and you just flipped it and turned it into a positive interaction and a positive energy and positive vibration. So that's the biggest reason for doing that, for like coming back and apologizing to people whenever you have those moments of frustration, whenever you have those, like, those little bits of anger. Like, one situation that makes me frustrated throughout the day is like being in my car and driving, and there's like a couple things that like actually make me, I'm such a calmer driver now than I used to be. Like, I'm so much of a chill driver, but there are occasions where I will be like, oh my God, like, go, are you blind? Like, it's been green for like a minute. Like, and I get like so frustrated. And me and, it's actually my ex, we used to joke about like how when the behavior you have in a car is so different than what you have in real life. Like, we always compare it to like, if you're in the line at the grocery store, like your behavior is 10 times different than what it would be like behind a red light at a car. Like, when you're in a car, like, you will, right? Like, people who like get so close to each other's bumpers, like, you would not behave that way in a grocery line. Or if somebody cut in front of you, you would not like yell at them and be like, hey man, I'm standing here, like, clearly I'm in line. Or like, what the F are you doing? You saw me. Like, you'd be like, hi, excuse me. Yeah, I'm so sorry, but this is the line, like, you know. And then they would probably just be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize that. Like, get into the back of the line. Like, just our interactions, I don't know, just finding humor in those moments, or have like making comparisons or allusions to something else, is a really great way to like switch your mindset or reframe things, practice reframing things, because sometimes those fits of anger or those like rages, they're kind of hilarious in different situations. Like, there's like this, also this TikTok or Reels audio that is really funny that I think of every time like I get upset in the car, and it like just switches my frame of mind and my reference so quickly from frustration to humor. And that's what a big part of this is that whenever we feel, that's where we're going to get into the choose again method a little bit deeper in just a second. But like, that's what today is about, is like figuring out ways to choose again and choose how you want to feel, because you, at the end of the day, you get to decide. Like, you get to decide first thing when you wake up, and every interaction you have throughout the day, you get to choose. So this real audio is hilarious. It's like this person talking on the phone, or like talking like they're on like a live video or whatever, and they're like, oh my goodness, I am just so happy, and I'm feeling so, and then they just like honk on the horn and they're like, effing bitch. And then they go, I'm super grateful. And they just like hop back into like the, you know, like the influencer live like voice. And it's just so funny to me, because I talk to myself a lot in the car. And that's when I really like say affirmations or say like fit, like gratitude, like practice gratitude, or just speak out loud to myself. And so I just crack up anytime I start to have any like negative thoughts around like other drivers. I just crack up and I just think about that audio of like, effing bitch, I'm super grateful. And it just like, whenever you can find ways to reframe your mind or reframe your energy, and like something that makes you laugh, is, it's so, first off, laughter is like so powerful. That joy that you feel when you're laughing is absolutely amazing. Somebody said this, and I couldn't agree more, that like proof of divinity or divine, like that there is greater intelligence, is humor. Like, with that, like without humor, like that is like proof that there is like this great cosmic being out there. And I think that's so true, because like animals don't have humor, right? Like they don't like laugh at each other or make jokes or anything like that. Like what am I trying to say? It's just like this special thing that makes humans, the human experience, so, so, so special. So yeah. So anyways, I'm getting a little off topic, but yeah. So just choosing again, finding ways to reframe your mind, because over time, those fits of rage or those fits of frustration or those not being able to control your emotions are going to get shorter and shorter and shorter. And over time, you're not going to need a sticky note to remind yourself to be mindful. You're not going to have to do a breathing exercise to ground yourself, although that's still great too. Like, we keep doing that, but It's not going to be like 100%. It's just going to get easier and easier and easier. And then instead of like coming to a situation where you have to apologize and say, you know, I'm really sorry for saying that. That was about me. It wasn't about you. And first off, noticing, also paying attention to the positive energy that you just flipped, like switching that negative energy or stale energy into positive energy. Pay attention to that and notice that it feels good and tell yourself like, oh, wow, that felt really good to do that. Because then you're going to keep building on that and you're going to do it again and again. And you're going to get to a point where you don't even want to say the thing because you don't want to put that energy out there. And you're going to, in your mind, you're just going to go, oh, I'm so sorry for that thought. Like, I apologize for that thought. I forgive myself for that thought. And we're moving on. And you won't have to put that negative energy out into other people because you already took care of it internally. Right. And so it's just a stepping process. It does take practice. You don't just like wake up one day and you're like, you script out a little bit and you're just like this most calm zen person. Like, it takes practice. And there have been so many times wherein I've thought, you know, like, gosh, I just like, I get so frustrated or I get so angry and I just can't control it. Or I hate that I get snippy with people or bitchy with people. And then it's like, well, just practice being mindful and keep that in your awareness. And if you forget, if you're like, gosh, I want to be mindful, but I just like, I don't think about it. I don't think enough to be mindful. Then remind yourself, then leave sticky notes everywhere. Put reminders on your phone to be mindful or that say like, you are consciousness, you are source energy. You are a beacon of light for other people around you. You build confidence in other people just by them being in your presence. Like, that's one thing that I've been focusing on too, is like, I bring out the best in people. I make people feel confident and loved and the most at peace with themselves when they are in my presence. So, and then, okay, sorry, I feel like a little scatterbrained throughout this podcast because I just have so much to say. But one of the things that we're going to talk about is a little more structured. It's the choose again method. Gabrielle Bernstein talks about this in her book, and I think it was started by Abraham Hicks, or the idea of it was popularized by Abraham Hicks, whose work is absolutely phenomenal. Also, if you don't know who Abraham Hicks is, it's a collection of like, I don't know if celestial beings is like the best way to describe it, but it's essentially like a collection of like spirits from source energy who have, it sounds so crazy. If you are not into this or if you have never heard of this, just Google Abraham Hicks. Esther Hicks is the woman who channels Abraham. And when you learn more about her, you understand more how it feels like bullshit. It feels like BS. It feels like nonsense. But the more you dive into it and the more you open up to the idea of this, it's so powerful. But anyways, so the choose again method is that like throughout your day, right? So we're all operating at these vibrational frequencies. So you want to start your day off at like a higher vibrational frequency. So I totally recommend like just looking up a chart, just look up vibration of emotions and you'll find one. And so the lowest vibration is shame, and then it's guilt, and then apathy is next. These are increasing, by the way, increasing in vibrations. Then grief, then fear, then desire, then anger, then pride, then courage, then neutrality, then willingness, then acceptance, then reason, love, joy, peace, with enlightenment being the highest vibration. So a lot of times when we are sad, we think that we have to jump to happy. Right? We think we have to choose joy and we have to jump to joy. But really what all we need to do is just choose again. So like, for example, like, you know, fear is a lower vibration than desire. So take that fear and just have a desire to be rid of your fear, or have a desire to like want better for yourself. And once you choose that, like once you choose, instead of just staying in that fear, whenever you choose like, you know what, I really don't want to be in this fear anymore. I really want to be better. I really want to be like, you just hopped like a very small vibration and notice that that feels a little bit better. Right. And then you can like, anger is higher than that. So then be like, I'm so frustrated that I'm having this fear. Like, I hate that I do this, but guess what? That fear, that's that's in a higher vibration than fear. And then just going into acceptance, like saying like, it's okay. It's okay that I'm feeling this, these feelings. It's okay that I'm feeling fearful. It's okay that I have these. Like, it makes sense. And a lot of this, like what I'm saying too, happens like in, it's like a tapping method. Like if you've done any tapping exercises, like you'll say things like, I'm feeling really frustrated. Like you acknowledge it. You'll say like, I'm feeling very frustrated. I hate that I feel this way. And that's you raising your vibration to a different, up to like anger. Like, I hate that I feel this way. I'm scared, like this, I hate that I feel this way, like, you know, but I'm going to do better, or like, I feel it's like, it makes sense, like jumping to acknowledgement or acceptance and being like, it makes sense for me to feel this way because of X, Y, and Z. I love myself. And then you just climb up this ladder. So that is what the choose again method is. It's about not just like instantly choosing joy or having to, you know, force yourself to feel a certain way. All you're doing is just taking a step back and choosing the next best feeling or the next best emotion, right? You don't have to feel amazing all the time. We're human beings. We do not operate at these high vibrational frequencies. We can have our baseline be higher, but we're going to fluctuate up and down. But whenever you do practice this, that sets your baseline vibration higher and higher and higher. But yeah, so just don't feel obligated to like 100% of the time feel absolutely amazing, or the second you feel frustration being like, nope, I'm joy, I'm love, I'm happiness, and then just instantly feel that way. Like, use these methods, use this choose again method to just pick the next best thing and feel a little bit better day after day after day. Because what's going to happen is that in a few days from now, or a year from now, or however long it takes, or even at the end of the day, what you're going to feel is so much more powerful than trying to force this feeling of joy and happiness and love and like enlightenment, when all you have to do is choose just choose the next best option for yourself. So I hope that today's message has been powerful for you, and I hope that you choose to find something throughout your day that gets you excited, that brings you joy, that allows you to be this light beam for other people in your life as well as yourself, while still protecting your own energy, but not sacrificing it at the expense, not sacrificing other people's love and light at the expense of your protection, if that makes sense, like I was talking about earlier. So I love you all so much, and I hope you have a beautiful, amazing rest of your day.